I have to send them out.
Okay, but
that's what they go by for their ratio studies. And so
response required on this as well.
I'm not going to do that because they're not required to tell me the amount they paid.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
Are required to tell me so that I can determine if it's commercial or not.
Okay, so thank you. So when I'm saying this is confusion. If I get this and it's hand stamped response required, I read this and I say, well, I must have to respond to this as well.
Well, you know that I'm blunt, and I'm just saying you it was intentionally done that way.
Yeah.
I do that. When you read the letter, read this nightly rental letter, if you look at the check boxes,
yeah,
it's bizarre. I realize that, and I wrote it that way. Why did I do that? Because people don't want to say they have a nightly rental. And so when you come in, and I'm giving this away, obviously I'm not trying to do sleight of hand, Mr. Reynolds, but you know, you'll have people and they say, no, I don't have a nightly rental. And then you're like, well, wait a minute. You're on VRBO, you're on Airbnb. Yes, but that's not a nightly rental.
Yeah. Why are you not mandatorily required to respond to this? There's a statute or something.
Because we're a non-disclosure state for the sales letter.
Okay.
The state tells me I have to send them out.
Yeah.
And they come and they audit me on them.
So we're a non-disclosure state.
Right.
And to me, these need to go out separately. Because there's
I
two
can't
different
afford
things
it.
Here.
I can't afford it. There's a program called Granicus. $100,000. It solves all my problems. Yeah. I am talking to other government entities around here to see if we can get it together. Mm-hmm. And it will. I wouldn't even have to send a letter. That would thrill me to death. And it can tell everybody who's rented. It tells me exactly when they rented. It shows what their receipts are. It shows everything.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous program. But for me to get it for the county, it's $100,000. And I just couldn't see us spending that.
Mm-hmm.
But the people of Taney County elected me saying they don't appreciate nightly rentals right next door. And they wanted me to do something to help kind of corral it so that they could get something. And we've been moving towards that. Again, they are zoning for these things. You know, I don't know if you live in a house where suddenly there's a nightly rental next to you. It's not pretty.
Mark Pylos.
I'm going to call to order. I have a motion to ask the assessor from the Board of Equalization to stop sending out the second letter to residential properties that are not in nightly rental developments. And I think it's within our bounds to request this. I have a motion. Can I get a second?
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
We have some discussion.
Yes.
To me, the county has an attorney. To me, my recommendation is you talk to the county attorney and say, you know, is this something that we can do?
Greg.
I've already
done
that.
Let's make the motion and then we'll send it to the county attorney to see if that can happen because it's not going to happen without that.
We're just trying to help the assessor do her job.
If all the motion is to ask her to do this, I mean, if that's your motion.
And I've already said I would send it back to Travis to look at and see what he says.
We're asking that.
I'm not an attorney, and I would like to get an attorney opinion on this.
But so you don't have the power to tell me I can't send out more information.
Let's not do this productive. It's not going to be productive. There is no second on the motion, so the motion fails.
Do you have another motion?
Huh?
Do you have another motion? Do you want to make a motion that we have the county attorney look at that letter?
I'd be happy to make a motion.
I don't think you have to make a motion to do that. I think you can just give him a letter.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want to, go ahead.
And maybe if we could get the county attorney to look at this and put some kind of letter together that we could review to the findings, you know, because obviously there's a to the non-disclosure statute here. I get this in the mail. It doesn't have any red on it. I get a lot of mail, but I'm not saying I don't respond, but I'm just saying people in general. When I get this and it's marked in red, and I'm like, okay, I need to do something here.
But the difficulty is that someone tells people not to send anything in, and they're not supposed to do that either.
Why are they not supposed to do that?
Okay.
Are you supposed to tell people not to send things into the government?
I can tell them a letter when the government is asking them to say what they paid for something, and it will be used against them in their pocketbook when they don't have to. Yes, I will tell them all day long not to send that letter back in.
And I think the other thing that we're probably missing here is that if people do lie, or if they know that they should be paying commercial rate and they conceal it, not only do they potentially face civil penalties and tax when it's discovered, but they also could face criminal liability for tax evasion. So I agree that we don't want to presume people guilty first.
Correct.
So keeping that in mind, that's how we would like these letters to read, is not that you're guilty. I mean, I think that's one of your big points, right, if I'm wrong? You know, don't presume people guilty.
Well, yeah, how about just on the first letter, just asking, are you using this for nightly rental? Check yes or no. I mean, if you wanted to do that.
Does it on say the, it on that? Is it on the
no, on the first letter, and then not sending out the second letter, and I think you can accomplish what you
Isn't
want
there
to
a
accomplish.
Circle thing for rent, nightly rental there or somewhere? On the first letter?
Property is single family residence, duplex, triplex, apartment, unit, new construction, vacant lot, mobile home, farm, commercial. Okay, condo, nightly rental, commercial. Right there.
But they don't fill that in.
They're not required to fill this out,
right,
according to this.
Right.
The
so how do you find out?
But with this.
Well, what they're not required to fill out, as I understand it, is the price, right?
Well, I'm sure they're not required to fill out a price, but
I mean, if the assessor gets different information, if three neighbors come in and say they're using it as nightly rental, and she gets online and it's on VRBO, and they have not responded or they have put no on here, does she not have the right to send them out a letter saying you're going to commercial?
Really, what I was told non-disclosure means mm-hmm. is that the assessor's office, once you have given me the number, I can't share it with your neighbor.
That's not accurate. Who do we want to not share it with? We don't want to share it with the government who's going to tax us on it. That is, I could care less whether my neighbor knows what it is. The big deal is, I don't want the assessor knowing whether it's you or whether it's the next predecessor. I don't want them knowing.
Guys, we're on a record. We can't hear both of you at the same time.
Well, keep going for no tax, no tax. I don't like taxes either, but what the people are asking me to do is apportion their percentage of their property among the other 49,191 parcels so that they don't pay too much and they don't pay too little. They want to be fair. And for me to do that, I have to ask questions.
Do you want to have any other discussion on the motion, or do you just not want to say
that? I'd like... Would you like to renew a motion?
Make a motion that we have the county attorney give us their take on it and response back to
the opinion on the issue of the letters going out from the collectors, whether they comply with the law.
If they should go together, if they're, you know, does. The wording, I think I can see what you're trying to do, but think there's probably a better solution to this.
Okay, so there's a motion to send these letters to the county attorney to have them evaluated for their compliance with the law.
Yes.
I second that motion.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Is there any other new business or old business or whatever else there is in front? Yes.
I asked you guys if you would add the building that used to be the Taney County Ambulance District to the tax roll, which, may I point out, the owners never called to tell us that they never got taxed on it. We found it, and we were asking to add it. So no one actually volunteered. I didn't get a tax statement last year, and I own this property. I
understand. Okay, you made a motion. Is there a second? Or excuse me,
I make a motion that we accept the assessor's valuation of taxing this for 2022, correct?
Correct.
Wes, how do you need us to designate the property?
Parcel number?
Parcel number.
Parcel number 049020100600180001. In the amount of, was that too fast?
Way too fast. Okay.
In the amount of $67,375.
Have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. Is there any other business corrections, anything like we used to have?
No,
as far as corrections or anything like that. Wes, do you know of any other business we need to take care of?
Not that I know of.
Any other discussion? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Taney County BOE 2022 is adjourned. All right. Hey, Jeff, I was going to hopefully go to lunch, but I got to go to court now.
Okay.
So I think I don't have to go right this moment. I can get it.
Thanks, Susan.
I don't know what.